Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Anita Agnes Houston.
I'm calling to dispute a charge that appeared on my credit card.
This is in the bank, so I can't dispute any charges, but I can cancel out an account.
I want to cancel it out in case I'm going to get shut. I had charged it on my Citibank card, and we disputed it once, and they removed the charge, and then it showed up again, and they're saying that I have to contact you to get my money back.
What's your zip code?
So I want to, yeah. Go ahead. Hello?
What's your zip code?
29605.
First and last name?
Jones.
Last name?
No, I'm sorry. The last name was Jones. The first name is Mary.
I don't have a Mary Jones. Could it be under a different first name?
Well, that was on my card. Unless it's a Richard Dobson.
I have a Richard Jones.
I guess that's probably what it is.
What's your zip code, ma'am? I'm sorry, I can't verify your shipping address.
Yes, 29605.
Yes, ma'am. Can you verify your shipping address?
Oh, I'm sorry. What? You want the shipping address?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, it's 15B. It's Bachman. BACHMAN Court in Greenville, South Carolina, 29605.
Yes, ma'am. Looks like you had the NutriSlim Keto, which is a dietary supplement. It's used to decrease any weight gain.
Yes, that's correct, and it was a free trial, and we were only required to send shipping and handling charges, which we did, and I'm not disputing that, but then this month, we are suddenly gotten charged for $91.89, and we've got no extra product, but I'm disputing that charge.
Yes, ma'am, you were on April the 8th, you all agreed to the terms and conditions and paid $670 and $745 for shipping and handling costs. You also agreed to the terms and conditions of a 14-day free trial. In the terms and conditions, it also stated that
stop just a minute. Stop. This is fraudulent. I'm going to report it to the Better Business Bureau. If you don't send me my money back, I'm going to put this all over social media.
Yes, ma'am. I can go ahead and cancel out your account if you like.
I do want to cancel out my account, and I want my money back.
We can offer 35% refund.
Nope. I want 100% of this. This is fraudulent. I did not specifically agree to this. I absolutely did not agree to this, whatever it is, a continuing charge or something. And I'll send back whatever. It did not say that. None of the material we had said that. When the product came, there was nothing that said from now on you could be getting charged for this or whatever. Plus, if we were charged extra, almost $100, we have gotten no product, extra product. So that's just like double fraud to me. I want to get the $91.89 back, and I want you to tell me who I need to be in touch with in order to get that, if you can't authorize that.
Well, ma'am, fraudulent means that you are not the one that proclaimed these charges, but being that you did agree to the terms and conditions, ma'am, these are not fraudulent. Also, we don't accept any of the products back once they're shipped out. Now, what I can do is speak with the supervisor and have them issue a higher up refund percentage, but I won't be able to guarantee you a 400%, being that you did receive the product, ma'am.
Well, are you telling me, have you canceled this account so that we won't be charged anymore?
Yes, ma'am.
Again. All right. Now, I do not want, I want every penny of this money back. So you're going to have to, you're, and I want you to send me, I'll give you my email address, and you can send me a copy of where I approved this continuing expenditure.
Ma'am?
You said we agreed to the terms and conditions which authorized y'all to charge this much money. And I do not have any recollection of that. And I would like to see for you to produce for me the evidence that shows that I signed for that.
Well, ma'am, I'm not able to do that.
Excuse me?
I can't pull it up where you agreed to the terms and conditions, ma'am. It's probably in your email.
I didn't get an email. I did not get an
email
about it.
Ma'am,
this.
Within the first 24 to 48 hours, once you agree to the terms and conditions and place your order, they automatically send out an email confirming the confirmation of the order, ma'am. And it reinstates the 14-day free trial.
I did not get that. I did not get that.
So your account
Who
is canceled. Would
been...
you like a cancellation number?
I'm sorry, what? Are you, yeah, give me a cancellation order, but you're, I'm not through with you.
C is in Charlie.
I'm sorry, what?
C is in Charlie.
Yes.
26925.
Is that it?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, what is your name?
Anita.
All right. I want to get an email from the company saying that this has this cancellation has occurred, and I would also like for the company to send me. I know, understand you cannot do it, but I want you to get your supervisor to have them send to me whatever confirmation they say that I signed or agreed to in terms and conditions that I agreed to this. And I'm telling you, this is really bad. I know a lot of people, my husband, all three children, they're lawyers. I've got eight lawyers in my family. If this company wants trouble, they will get it. But I want you to, I know you can't do anything about it specifically, but I want you to make a notation that this customer, me, I want to receive a full refund for this. And I'm recording this conversation too.
Yes, ma'am. If you want, I can speak with the supervisor to get a higher refund. I'm not sure if she'll be able to issue a full 100% refund, being that you did already confirm and receive the product. Would you like for me to speak with one, ma'am? Because your account is already canceled and no longer inactive.
Well, let me say this. You said since I've already received the product. Yeah, I paid shipping and handling charges for that delivery. That was a free trial. I paid, and I am not disputing the shipping and handling charges of about $13 or $14, which I was charged for that. I'm not disputing that. I'm disputing this additional charge that has come on my credit card with no product, no further product. I'm just being charged money for nothing. And what I received before was a free sample, and I've got a lot of evidence that shows that you all said it was a free sample. So yes, talk to your supervisor, or let me talk to your supervisor. Anita, are you still there?
Hello.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am, Ms. Jones. After consulting with a supervisor, we were able to issue you a 75% refund.
That's not sufficient. I want a full 100% refund, please.
Well, ma'am, I'll transfer your call, okay?
Thank you.